This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. EPA reopens comment period for LANL industrial wastewater discharge permit. At the request of Triad National Security LLC, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, reopened the comment period for the industrial wastewater discharge permit for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. According to EPA, on November 12, 2020, Triad requested that EPA reopen the public comment period so that it could respond to the information provided by other commenters that Triad believes, quote, to be incomplete, misleading, or technically inaccurate, end quote. Prior to this, on October 15, 2020, CCNS, Honor Our Pueblo Existence, and the New Mexico Acequia Association submitted a 33-page brief to EPA opposing the issuance of the discharge permit for the six LANL facilities that, in fact, no longer discharge wastewater to the environment. In a recent letter to the EPA, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, stated that the new information they referenced in the brief comes from Department of Energy and Triad documents that support their argument that EPA is prohibited from issuing a permit for six non-discharging facilities. While the Clean Water Act forbids the discharge of pollutants into waters of the United States, it does allow EPA to, quote, issue a permit for a discharge of any pollutant or combination of pollutants, end quote. One of the non-discharging facilities is the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. Since November 2010, a mechanical evaporator has been used to treat the wastewaters. Hazardous waste is handled, treated, and stored at the facility. The federal hazardous waste laws provide that if a facility that handles, treats, and stores hazardous waste also has a Clean Water Act permit, it is exempt from hazardous waste laws. Triad has asked EPA to issue a permit for this facility and others that have not discharged in order to keep the exemption and prevent regulation by the hazardous waste laws. In 1998, LANL recognized the hazardous waste exemption was, quote, an important consideration, end quote, when it planned to shift from discharging to evaporation. Hazardous waste regulation requires a public permitting process for approval of new construction, assessment of compliance with safety standards for seismic risk, assurances of the engineering integrity of the tank systems where treatment and storage takes place, and completeness of the closure planning. These requirements would be instituted through a public process, enabling members of the public to advocate for more protective levels of public health and safety assurances than provided in the Clean Water Act. The NGOs are requesting EPA grant an additional comment period for response to Triad's second submittal. As of now, the public comment period ends on Sunday, February 28th. Stay tuned to nuclearactive.org, where sample public comments you can use will be posted soon. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.